Okay, I just want to quickly go back to one phrase. There was another pshat in the Siddur Agra on the phrase, Umi mamlacha el am acher. At the Avos, when they would travel around to spread the word of Hashem and let it be known in the world that Kosho created the world, and we have to recognize him and serve him. So they went mi mamlacha from nations that had kings to nations that didn't have kings. They specifically tried harder or looked for places that didn't have a ruler or a king, because after the Mabul, so it took a long time for the world to reestablish itself, and there was a lot of places that didn't have a governing body and didn't have a king, and it was easier for them to do kiruv in those areas where they weren't subservient to a king and the king wasn't ruling. So when they were looking to, you know, make people recognize Hashem, they would go away from Malchios, they would go away from governing bodies and kings, the place where there wasn't, because they felt like it was easier to get the people. Maybe that's also, we could also take from that for ourselves too, that as long as you're in a system that doesn't so much allow you to change anything in your life or to recognize Hashem, you know, more obviously and clearly, apply more within your life. So then if one really needs to, in order to work on themselves in that area, remove themselves from that governing body, so to speak, in order to be able to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, where were we? We were up to Havu LaHashem Mishpachos Amim, Havu LaHashem Kavod Va'oz. Havu, give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning attribute to him. Attribute to him everything, right? Kavod va'oz, attribute to him kavod va'oz. So, meaning don't take any credit to yourself for anything within this world. Havu l'Hashem kavod va'oz, give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, attribute to him all the good things that happen to you and all the strengths and powers and anything good, that everything within this world, attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and don't think that you did any of it. Give it all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Havu l'Hashem mishpachos amen, meaning when you spread it amongst the nations, don't just spread it to individuals, but it also needs to be spread to groups of people. They should gather together as families and spread it to them as a group. Like the head of a family should gather his extended family together and talk about the greatness of Hashem. So if that's the way that we should spread HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Goyim Kal Vachomer within our own selves, then it's not just enough to work on recognizing the greatness and the power and the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ourselves, but to make things like a Seudos Hoda'ah and at Shabbos meals and at Yontif meals, but to talk publicly within our family and in front of our guests about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and spread the knowledge of him within this world, not just the individuals, mishpachos. Havu l'Hashem, also it says Havu, Havu, why twice? And again, Havu. So Victor Miller says Havu, Havu, Havu is all the time, constantly, nonstop, continuously attributing everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a once in a while thing. It's an all the time thing. Su'u mincha uvo'u lefanav. Pick up, you know, go get a present, go get a korban mincha, and bring it in front of him. So in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, that would mean bring your korban to the Beis Hamikdash. That means don't just thank Hashem verbally, but you need it actively with your body. Put aside a korban, bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, bow the fun of him, come to him, because we're very affected by the physical acts that we do. Now, bow the fun of, what we should have in mind is going to shul and going to the Beis Midrash, coming to the place where the Shechina resides more, and coming to him and giving of ourselves over there with davening and with learning. So, mincha uvo lefanav. That's what we can give to him now, our tefillah and our learning. Ishtachavu l'Hashem b'hadras kodesh. Bowing down and submitting yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu and acknowledging that you have nothing of your own. B'hadras kodesh. And hadras kodesh, included in that phrase, is the realization that Kodesh Baruch Hu is completely removed and above this world. That even though, yes, you're bringing him a korban, don't start to think that he actually needs that korban. You need to be bringing him a korban because that's how you give of yourself to him. But he's Bahadras Kodesh. He's way above. He's in the glory of holiness, above and beyond, and you know anything. He doesn't need these things. This is for you yourself. Chilu milafanov kol haaretz. Chilu is lashon of mora, like to pachad, like that the whole world should stand in fear, trembling. Chilu involves in it the word trembling in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world needs to come to the recognition where they all have a fear of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like we say, V'chein tein pachtucha Hashem Elokeinu in the Tefillos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where we davet Hashem to bring the final Geula, where the whole world has pachad in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we say Chilu in front of Kol Haaretz. So two pshatim I saw in this pasuk. One is that when the whole world has Yirah Shemayim, then that itself fortifies the earth. Tevel is like the earth, the land. That fortifies the earth in a way that it won't fall, it won't collapse. This world can't continue forever without recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without there being Yirah Shemayim. So when the whole world recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes the world something that will last, that won't collapse. Timot, like to fall, collapse. That fortifies the world. That brings it to its perfection. Another pshat in this pasuk is, even though the whole world fears in front of him, Chilim Lefanov Kala Aretz, don't think that's going to make everybody fall apart, that fear of Hashem. Don't think, like, there really isn't anything to be afraid of, because what he's doing is actually good for you and for the world. Everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing is just fortifying the earth that it shouldn't fall apart. In other words, his ruling over the world is protecting the world and making it better. You don't have to be afraid that he will be hurting you. The fear of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is one of awe, not one of you might get hurt. Continues the psukim, Yismuchu Hashemayim, the Sagel Haaretz, that let the heavens rejoice, let the earth dance, rejoice also. In the Siddur Agra, I think I saw this. Yismuchu is when a new thing happens, you have Simcha. Sagel is a continuously good thing. Like I think the example brought is right when the baby is born, you have Simcha, and then you continuously have Gila. You have Sagel from that continuous existence of having that child. So we know that there's nothing new below the sun, but there are new things above the sun. So Yismuchu, and the new things, the Shemayim has Simcha, and Sagel is the continuous good things. That's the earth, that's beneath the sun, because nothing new under the sun. Steinemann says, there's two pshat in the Kabir. Yismuchu Shemayim might not be the heaven itself, but maybe it's the malachim in the Shemayim. And Sagal Ha'aretz might not be the earth itself, it might be the people on the earth should rejoice. Either way, something important to see here is that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself at the time of the final Gula, that brings about a simcha within the world, both amongst the malachim, the people, the heaven itself, and the earth itself, because they're reaching their, that's their complete state when the world recognizes a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yomu v'goyim Hashem malach. And then it will be said, now v'goyim, it's not that the goyim are saying this, because then it would have said v'yomru ha'goyim. V'yomu v'goyim, it's said amongst the goyim. So we are saying amongst the goyim, Hashem malach. Malach is in past tense. Why are we saying it in past tense? He's always the malach. No, because when you look back and you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the melech in history, and everything he controlled, and it was never any of the power of any of your nations that made anything happen, but it was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you recognize that and realize that, then you could really apply the concept of Hashem being melech for the future too. So we're pointing to the goyim how Hashem was the melech in the past in order that we could take that recognition and continue to fear him in the future. And when that realization in the future comes, Yir'am Hayam Umulo'o. Yir'am is to make noise, I think, like to raise the sound of it. And the ocean does make a lot of noise. And that's why about the ocean we say Yir'am Hayam Umulo'o. Umulo'o is everything within it, because the ocean really has so much within it, way more than we even know. There's I don't know how many millions or hundreds of thousands or whatever of species of underwater creatures, and many of them were for sure never discovered because they're so deep down that they can't reach there to study them. And when Mashiach comes, we're going to experience and see, as Rav Victor Miller, all of these species, and they're all, and the noise that comes forth from all of them will proclaim the glory and the awesomeness of Hashem. Ya'alotz hasadeh v'chol asher bo. Ya'alotz, the tzaddik, could be switched with the Zion. It's letters that since they come from the same place in the mouth, you could, they're interchangeable, and it's in the word really ya'aloz, and ya'aloz is to dance, a happiness that leads towards dancing, and right, the plants of the field, they don't make noise like the ocean would, so they dance in the sada, b'chol ha'shepo, and everything that's in the sada, the whole world, I skipped something, you know, I didn't, b'chol ha'shepo, the whole world is happy with the recognition of Hashem Echad. It brings the whole world to perfection. As Yiranu, at that time, they'll also rejoice, Atzei HaYa'ar, the trees of the forest. That could also just be Stam, another inanimate, or another plant life, or inanimate item that's rejoicing over Hashem Echad. But Atzei HaYa'ar we specify because Atzei HaYa'ar, most of the trees in the forest are not fruitful trees. They're not able to give forth fruit. So they don't seem to have so much of a purpose within this world. But Chazal say in Ksuvis, Asidin Atzei Srak Liton Peros. In the future, Mashiach comes, even the barren trees are going to give forth fruits. So it makes a lot of sense now that as Yiranu Atzei HaYa'ar, the trees of the forest that have been barren for all these years, will then also rejoice because now they could reach their perfection. They could now begin to give forth fruits. Milifnei Hashem, Kiva lishpot et ha'aretz. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to judge the land. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu always judges the land. We see it more obviously when Mashiach comes.